paintings done today is Bhakti Sangha, our annual get-together of devotees. We have about already 350, 400 devotees who have registered, and it's coming together to give a update on events of importance, opportunity for devotees to meet together aside from doing some particular service, and to also meet with the leaders of the Yatra and discuss with them. This year's main theme is New Rajadham's 25th anniversary, and 25 years ago was the inauguration, founding of New Rajadham, and so we're going to be revisiting some of that history and events by devotees who were here at that time. The program is going to start around 9:30, and we have I have a little keynote speech, which will be centered around a letter. Srila Prabhupada's request to devotees to be steady in their service in the way that he's steady in his service, and not go from one service to another or from one service to no service, but keep steady so that the mission of Krishna Consciousness Movement can really move on from strength to strength. And after that, we're going to have a 20-minute Varnashram update. Every one of these festivals want to keep Varnashram in the forefront, and of course that's going on during the year as well. And that will be with the Varnashram committee on stage, and each member will give a little brief report on what they're working on. Myself, the codex, someone else on writing book on education, other on finance. Most significant thing this year will be our teacher's manual, and student's manual that goes in parallel with Codex number 1. And that'll be in print this year, albeit in Hungarian. Will it be available in English at some time? Yes, sure. But it will take a little time. So that way the subject matter will be taught, and that will be the teaching material for the individual, our Nam Hathas, for our college, for Gurukula, for the Bhakta program, counselor system, and just generally the once a week Varnashram class in the temple room. And that will be followed by the second main topic, which is familiarizing devotees with the fact that I'm stepping back as GBC. Of course, I'm still going to be co-GBC, but that Radhakrishna is the upcoming GBC of Hungary, and Prithvi Pati the zonal supervisor. So we don't have time to talk about everyone's service description, but I will review, and we have a great little pamphlet on describing what the services will be of all of these three persons, myself, Radhakrishna, and Prithvi. And but I'll concentrate here on what I will be doing, what I won't be doing, and things that the devotees can expect from me, highlighting certain changes so that they also learn how to sort of reorient. And in some cases, that will be for as long as, in all cases, it will be as long as devotees have been here. But for some devotees who've been here for a long, long time, and they need to be able to reorient according to my service so that I can also reorient. And then comes the World Cafe break, and World Cafe, which we really didn't like, as a, you know, World Cafe means you just break up and go to different presentations that are being held around the campus. I'm doing one on Varnashram, others are doing on philosophy. Different topics being presented by different devotees. There's about 10 venues, and devotees go to sort of team building exercises. They go to the one that they like the best. And no, a World Cafe really has got nothing to do with Krishna consciousness, so we're toying with phrases like Sadhu Anga or Sangha Anga, excuse me, Sangha Anga or Anga Sangha or Anu Sangha. Anyway, something that's a little more spiritual, more culturally oriented with us. And then they come back for the main presentation, which is Krishna Valley, 25-year-old Krishna Valley. And there'll be remembrances and videos, pictures, presentations, particularly by those devotees who were there and participated at that time. And prasadam scheduled for 2 o'clock, of course, could be anywhere between 2 and 3. And then after that, I have another meeting here with we have a meeting, meaning the Varnashram Dharma Subcommittee has a meeting with the Varnashram Dharma representatives of the different centers. And this morning, before the conference, I have a meeting with the leading preachers and heads of the different centers to talk about the distinction between the outreach preaching that comes as a consequence of my vlogs and events that we have here in Hungary, and this is just for Hungary now, so that devotees are a little clear and tuned in to the fact that there are two different audiences, one being the devotee audience and those people who are really used to coming to temples and devotee functions, and then this other audience who's never been to a temple, who's never even seen me in a temple, but seen me in some other outside venue, and that when we hold, for instance, a devotional event, just because these people are on a database, they shouldn't be mixed in. In other words, we should preach according to the eligibility of the audience, and that's a basic criteria of preaching. There has been some confusion in this regard, and so it requires a little clarification, a different strategy. If we want to invite have a generic program, then that generic program has to cater to the lowest common denominator of those who are present, which may not necessarily satisfy devotees. And if we have a outreach, if we have a program just for devotees, then we should not necessarily invite people who are used to only outreach programs, unless there are those who have already progressed to that stage that they can make that step. So it's as the outreach preaching and the results of the vlogs and the events and now also the retreats ripens, we need to be able to, of course, transition people from one to another, but still have to see that there are different people, different eligibility. And Sesve Adhikaraya Nishta, you have to preach to people according to their level of eligibility, adhikar. So that's what's happening here today, and we're going to get ready. And it's a very nice day. It's a little overcast, which is good, so it won't be too sunny in this huge big tent that's set up here on the grounds of Budapest Temple. Hare Krishna.